living alone here in the East?
No, I've lived in the East since I was 15 years old. India, Singapore.
Aye, both places under the protection of the British flag, ma'am. Quite a different thing.
Look, Mother, look at that boat. Look at the dragon's head in the bow and all the men standing and carrying torches.
That's the royal barge.
Do you suppose that's the king? The man sitting on the gold canopy?
No, that's the crown of home. He's sort of a prime minister.
King's right-hand man, you might say.
Do you suppose he's coming out to meet us?
No doubt of it. He'll be coming around our stern.
Ma'am, if I might be allowed to offer you a word of warning.
What is it?
This man has power. He can use it for you, or against you. I think you should know.
Look, Mother, they're close. Mother! The Prime Minister is naked!
Not a nice word. He's not naked. Well, he's half naked.
They all look rather horrible, didn't they, Mother? Father wouldn't like us to be afraid, would he?
No, his father would not like us to be afraid.
Mother, does anything ever frighten you?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
I whistle.
My husband was an officer in Her Majesty's army, but
Tell your master. His business with me is in my capacity of school teacher to the royal children. He has no right to pry into my personal affairs.
Ma'am.
But he hasn't, Captain Orton.
I don't like that man.
In foreign country, it is best you like everyone until you leave.
Your Excellency, I have no idea you speak English.
It is not necessary that you know everything at once. You come with me now. Your boxes are carried to the palace later.
No, not to the palace. I'm not living at the palace.
Okay.
The king said... Six. The king has promised me £20 a month and a house of my own.
King do not always remember what he promised. If I tell him he breaks his promise, it will make anger on him. I think it is better I make anger on him about larger matters.
But all I want is 10 minutes only.
King, you're busy now. New Year celebration just finishing, firework every night. Cremation of late queen just started.
You lost your queen. I'm so sorry. When did she die?
4 years ago. Great cremation ceremony, also come firework.
And what am I to do in the meantime?
In the meantime, you wait in Paris.
Your Excellency, I shall teach in the palace. But I must have a house of my own where I can go at the end of the day when my duties are over.
What do you wish to do an evening that cannot be done in palace?
Have to. Your Excellency, I am sorry you don't understand me. I came here to work. I must support myself and my young son. And I shall take it nothing less than what I have been promised.
You will tell King this.
I will tell King this.
A very interesting meeting. You come now. You come now, or you can stay on boat. I do not care.
Now, if you wish to stay on my ship and return to Singapore.
No, thank you, Captain. Your Excellency, I will go with you. I have made a bargain, and I shall live up to my part of it. But I expect a bargain to be kept on both sides. I shall go with you.
To the palace?
For the time being. Goodbye,
Captain Holt. Thank you very much. Zoe, goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye,
Maddie.
I do not recollect such promise.
Tell her I will see her. I see her in a moment. Cambodia. Cambodian king breaks promise. He's a liar. A liar to me and traitor to his people.
Henceforth, Cambodia shall be under the protection of the French government.
And who shall be next? What other country would the French want to protect?
The camel's nose is in the tent. The businessmen of Europe have a big appetite.
Soon they will come to bargain with me. And what shall I tell them? What do I do? A country to fight for, nothing to fight with. Who?
Your Majesty, this is Lung Ta, emissary from the court of Burma.
You are here for copying a famous Bangkok temple. I give permission.
He brings you present from the king of Burma.
Am I to trust the ruler of Burma? Am I to trust this present they send me? Or is she a spy?
I am not a spy. My name is Tuptim. You are pleased that I speak English? My name is Tuptim.
The king is pleased with you. He likes you.
The king is pleased. He is pleased with me.
What?
1709. 105! Very fine! How long have you been married?
Your Majesty.
How long?
Many years.
Ha! How many grandsons do you have now? Ha! How many? Ha! You do not have any. I beat.
You are a very clever man, sir.
I make better question than she make answer. You do not be afraid to make joke with king.
It would not be flattering to his majesty if I were afraid.
Not to be afraid of good things in scientific mind. I think maybe you will make very fine school teacher. You are part of general plan I have for bringing to Siam what is good in Western culture. Already I have bring printing press here. For printing.
Yes, I know, Your Majesty.
How you know?
Before I signed our agreement, I found out all I could about Your Majesty's ambitions for Siam.
This is scientific. You are pleased with your apartments in Paris.
They are quite comfortable, Your Majesty, for the time being. But my young son and I have found it rather confining, with the Andersons guarding the doors and not permitting us to leave.
Strangers cannot be allowed to roam around the palace before presenting to king. You could look up to me.
We have done that, Your Majesty. We've seen New Year celebrations, royal cremation ceremonies, etc., etc.
What is this? Etc.
According to the dictionary, it means and the rest. All the things you've been doing while we were waiting. Firework!
Ah, best firework I ever see at funeral. How do you like my acrobats?
Splendid, Your Majesty. Best acrobats I've ever seen at funeral.
Ha! Help children prepare for presentment to school teacher.
How many children have you, Your Majesty?
I have only 67 altogether. I begin very late. But you shall not teach all of them. You shall teach only children of mothers who are in the royal favor.
Yes, Your Majesty, about our agreement before...
Ah, Lady Tian. Madam, you know as this is Lady Tian, head wife.
Days a happy land far, far away. Square saints in glory stand bright, bright as day. In the beginning, God created a heaven and a earth. Missionary.
Oh, mission report, you're English.
Yes, sir. Missionary.
Lady Tia, you shall have Madame Leonowens with her school teaching, and she in her turn will teach you the better English. She is grateful to me for my kindness.
I see. Your Majesty.
You, Tuckton! You already speak well the English. She arrived today. Present to me from King of Burma.
She is a present?
Madame. You have English books I can read?
Of course I have.
I wish most to read book called The Small House of Uncle Thomas. It's by American lady, Harriet Beecher Stowe.
A woman has written a book.
A very wonderful book, all about slavery.
Ha! President Lincoln against slavery, no? Me too. Slavery very bad. You shall teach my wives, too. Those wives who are in royal favor.
I would be most happy to teach your wives, Your Majesty, even though that was not part of our agreement. And speaking of our agreement, remind me there is one...
Also, I will allow you to help me with my foreign correspondence.
Yes, Your Majesty, I don't think you understand. About my house, Your Majesty.
What? House. Well, what is this about house?
I want the house. The house you promised me.
You shall live in palace. You teach in palace, you shall live in palace. If you do not live in palace, you do not teach. As you go! Whatever you please, I do not care. You understand this?
I understand this, Your Majesty, but if you...
Enough! I have no more time to talk. Talk with other women.
Your Majesty.
My wife.
They think you wear a big scarf like that because you're shaped like that. They wish to know, Sam, if you have children.
One little boy.
I have a boy too. Crown Prince Chokfa Chulalongkorn, heir to throne. I would be happy if you would take
Shearer.
Oh, how would you like to? Very much. I came all the way from Singapore to do so, but I really cannot.
You could be a great help to all here, sir.
Why do you call me sir?
Because you are scientific, not lowly like a woman.
Do you all think women are more lowly than men? Well, I don't. I think women are just as good as men. Just as intelligent and just as important.
Please, sir, do not have a king.
Make him angry.
He seems to be angry already. King, like you. Please, sir, you like king. He bad to you only if you do not agree to him.
That lovely girl. He said she was a present from King of Bath.
I think she loved another man. And if so, she never see other man again.
Poor child.
Oh, no, sir. She foolish child. To wish for another man when she have a king.
But you can't help wishing for a man. If he's the man you want.
It is strange for school teacher to talk so romantic.
Well, I suppose I am. I was very much in love with my husband, Tom.
Women have their minds, I'm a little Tom.
And once a woman is loved like that, she understands all other women who are in love. And she's on their side, too. Even if she's a school teacher.
Tom.
Yes. Tom.
He was pretty in the
face. Yes. He was very pretty.
And the stars through the night, and the softness.
royal children.
Very well, Your Majesty.
The royal princes and princesses.
Talk. world is a round ball, which means there is a stick through the middle. Everyone knows that the world rides on the back of the great turtle, who keeps it from running into the stars.
How can it be that everyone knows one thing if many people believe another thing?
Then which is true?
World is ball. We'll stick through it, I believe.
You believe? So we do not know, but you must know because you are king.
Good. One day you too will be king, and you too will know everything.
How do I learn? And when do I know that I know everything?
When you are king! Now leave. Go. When you are king. But I do not know. I find puzzlement in many important matters. Cambodia is lost to French. Do I then make treaty? One day I wish to build fence around Siam. Next day maybe, let the rest of the world in.
It is difficult.
What would Queen Victoria do if she was king of Siam? What would President Lincoln of America do?
I think they are both puzzled, as you are, sire.
This girl from Buddha, talk to me. Serves me in all duties of life.
Of what then do you complain?
Sometimes I embrace this, talk to me, and I get no sign that she feels honored by me.
This is impossible.
This is impossible! What does President Lincoln do about his women?
He only has one wife.
This is surely no solution. She is puzzled. School teacher is puzzled. Cambodia is lost to the French. I do not know. I am not sure of anything. When I was a boy, world was better spot. What was so, so. What was not, was not. Now I am a man. World had changed a lot. Some things nearly so, others nearly not. There are times I almost, I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often my confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts which as a student I have started to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzle it? Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, my thing mouth protect me out of all I own. Is a danger to be trusting one another? One would seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. Ah, there are times they almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody by confusion, in conclusion he concluded long ago. Still it puzzled me to learn that though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, what he does not know is so.
Now, the map you've been looking at is an old one. Today we have a surprise, do we? A new map, just arrived from England. Brand new, I tell you. Getting to know.
walk on.
Walk on water?
Yes, walk on water.
Oh, is it possible? Hard water?
Well, not only is it hard, it's very slippery, too. When people walk on it, they fall down. And they slide. Not only do the lakes and the rivers freeze, but the raindrops, as they fall, are changed into small white spots that look like face. This is called snow.
Snow?
Snow.
Snow.
Spots of this.
Yes, Your Highness, the water freezes all the way down from the sky.
Raindrops turn to little stars.
Your Highness, they are shaped like stars. Small and wide.
I cannot believe such thing as stars. And other people's lying at this history. And other countries so big.
Sam is the biggest country, but...
Yeah!
What? How can schoolroom be so unscientific?
Actually, we've had a little misunderstanding. I was describing snow, and they refused to believe there was such a thing.
Snow. Oh, yes, from mountaintop.
From the sky?
From sky to mountaintop.
Sir, please, how does it come down from the sky?
Like this. I have seen picture. Switzerland.
That's right, Your Majesty.
Land all white with snow. Who does not believe this?
After all, they've never seen it.
Never seen it. If they will only know what they see, why do we have school? Rise! Never let me hear of not believing school teacher, whom I bring here at high expense. £20 each month, 20 English pounds! Stop! Children must learn. Teacher must teach. Not waste time instructing children on silly English song, Home Sweet House, to remind me of breaking promise I never make, etc., etc.
Your Majesty, you did promise me a house. A brick residence adjoining the royal palace. Those were your words in your letter.
I do not remember such words.
Well, I remember.
I will do remember. Who is king? I remind you, so you remember that. I do not know of any promise. I do not know of anything except you are my servant. What? I say you are my servant!
No,
servant!
No, that is not true. I am most certainly not your servant.
So your mother has bad manners.
Monsieur Paul has no manners at all.
Only. If you do not give me the house you promised me, I shall return to England.
No, please.
I do not let her go with me.
I am even snow.
I enter to nothing except what is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. You stay here in Paris. In Paris!
No, Your Majesty.
I give you, sir, I give you bigger room.
That is not the point.
Why do you wish to leave these children? All of whom are loving you so extraordinary.
I don't wish to leave them. I love them too, quite extraordinarily. I cannot stay in a country where a promise has no meaning.
I will hear no more about this promise.
But there is talk of honor. And a wish was I to take her place among the modern nations of the world, where there is talk of great changes, but where everything still remains according to the wishes of the king.
You will say no more!
I will say no more! Because I have no more to say. Louis, come.
Thank you.
Mrs. Anna was our only friend, and you...
You won't be seen talking like this. Oh, anyone can come in. Pretend we wait for her.
If only we could stop pretending.
We kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see.
Thank you.
sure my father will allow your mother to go.
Are you sure my mother will allow your father not to allow her to go?
Why doesn't your mother admit she was wrong?
I don't believe my mother thinks she was wrong.
They begin to look at the people who do not know when they are right or wrong. Even after they have grown up.
I've noticed that too.
It is a puzzlement. When I left my father a little while ago, he seemed uncertain about many things.
I don't think grown-ups are ever certain. They only talk as if they are certain.
There are times I almost think they are not sure of what they absolutely
know. I believe they are confused about conclusions they contributed long ago.
If my father and your mother are not sure of what they absolutely know, go on living life, and someday as a leader I must go forth. Be father to my children, and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth.
Chulalongkorn is very like his father. He's stubborn, but incredible.
most disgusting exhibition. I wouldn't ask a Siamese cat to demonstrate his loyalty by taking this ridiculous position. How would you like it if you were a man playing the part of a toad, crawling around on your elbows and knees, eating the dust in the road? Toads! Toads! All of your people are toads! Yes, Your Majesty. No, Your Majesty. Tell us how low to go, Your Majesty. Tell us the law decrees, Your Majesty. Never let us up on our knees, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if you please, Your Majesty. Give us a kick if you would, Your Majesty. Oh, that was good.
And help and protect as long as.
to him.
She will go. She knows he needs her. Tell him.
I will tell him she is anxious to come. I will tell him it is she who needs him.
And that will also be true. This woman knows many things, but this I think she does not know.
You shall sit. If I shall kneel, you shall kneel, etc., etc., etc.
Very well, Your Majesty.
His promise.
His promise.
Good. To His Royal Presidency of the United States in America, Abraham Lincoln. Use it. It has occurred to me. It has occurred to us. It has occurred to me.
Thank you.
that.
You have a very inspired idea, Your Reverend. We can also give them a theatrical performance. Tartan has written a play, a version of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
That's so damn. Who is barbaric? Lina, quiet. Ladies, yeah. On Saturday next, 9 o'clock, post Meridian, we shall throw fine dinner. European. What? Can I be annoyed by children at this moment? Hello! Too late. For the next week, the men and women of my kingdom will work without sleeping until all is ready. Lilithia, tell everyone this. Above all, I must not be worried by anything.
Thank you.
British.
Whatever Mrs. Anna say is wise and good. But this is a puzzlement.
To prove we're not barbarians, they dress us up like savages. To prove we're not barbarians, we wear the funny skirt.
To prove we're not barbarians, they dress us up like savages. To prove we're not barbarians, we wear a funny skirt.
We're slinky and funny, we're slinky and funny, we're slinky and funny.
The rest of my party were ahead of me.
I'm so glad you decided to live with us.
postscript to His Majesty's letter, then?
Postscript?
His Majesty was most happy when you decided to accept his invitation. Why do Your Majesty?
I was happy.
Your Majesty, dinner is about to be served. But first I would like to present your guest to you in the reception room.
Dinner.
Are you up there?
Your Excellency.
Anna, my dear, you're looking lovely.
Thank you.
Found a job for you, eh? People you can help. Well, that's it. Extraordinary how one gets attached to people who need one. You hear that? Do you know we danced to that once? Bombay. Still does.
Okay. Not very often.
Well, you should.
It was my impression Mrs. Anna would be at help of seating guests at dinner table, etc.
In that case, we'd better be going in, Anna.
Yes, better be going in, Anna.
His Majesty made a most interesting point about Moses the other day when he was reading the Bible.
Thank you.
say goodbye to you now. This is our
last. Does anyone with this you never expected to see me again?
Susanna, we are leaving tonight.
Leaving? How?
Don't ask me how. Rebecca, if you do not know, I shall never forget you, Mrs. Anna. Never.
God bless you both.
I know how it feels to have wings of light and to fly to the street.
Lover's name
Majesty, I regret to put before you King Simon of Legree!
Thank you. Thank you.
Eliza and the baby. And so she died and come to arms of Buddha.
I think I shall do this for you.
Because this is a very strange world in which men and women can be very blind about things in the East.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I don't understand what you mean.
No, but that does not matter. And I do not think he will rise your salary anyway.
Ha! Good news and bad news come together. You will stay up all night until we have further report on Top Tin.
I had intended to do so, Your Majesty.
Perhaps I'd better go to...
No! I wish to talk to you.
Is there something wrong with Top Tin?
I do not know. But this is more important. Secret police have served coffee after dinner and listen as they talk and report conversation of British dignitaries.
You have been spying on your kids?
How often you find the truth? It appears I have given excellent impression. It is clear they do not think me barbaric.
Ah, this is what you intended to prove.
What we intended to prove. Top Tin.
What about?
She is missing from Paris. You know something of this?
I knew she was unhappy.
Why unhappy? What is greater honor for a young girl than to be in Paris of King?
Your Majesty, if Top Tin is caught, shall she be punished?
What would you do if you were king like me?
I would not give her a chance to explain. I think I would try not to be too harsh. Your Majesty, of what interest to you is one girl like that? She's just another woman. As a bowl of rice, just another bowl of rice. No different from any other bowl of rice.
Now you understand about women! But, British.
You're reading poetry, Your Majesty?
I am reading out of curiosity for your strange ideas of love, etc., etc. I tell you, this poetry is nonsense. A woman is a female of his youth, designed for pleasing man, the human male. The human male is pleased by many women, and all the rest you see. It is like old Siamese night. A girl must be like a blossom, with honey for just one man. A man must live like honeybee and gather all he can. To fly from blossom to blossom, a honeybee must be free. But blossom must not ever fly from bee to bee to bee.
Your Majesty, I don't think I shall ever make it clear to you. We don't look on women as just human females. They are... Well, take yourself. You're not just a human male.
I am king.
Exactly. So every man is like a king, and every woman like a queen. When they love one another.
This is sickly idea.
This is a beautiful idea. We brought up on it, of course. A young girl and a first gentleman.
Young girl. They dance like I see tonight. In arms of men, not their husband.
Yes.
I would not permit.
Oh, it's very exciting when you're young. And you're sitting on a small gilt chair. Your eyes lowered, terrified you be a wallflower. And then you see two black shoes, a white waistcoat, a face that speaks. We just been introduced. We do not know you well, but when the music starts, something drew me. Each other's arms, it made me think
stars. When the last little star has left the sky,
shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? Understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance?
Shall we dance? Shall we dance? You throw me off count! No, this is not right. No, this is not right. I see Europeans dancing tonight.
Yes, it was just like that.
Was not holding two hands like this.
Matter of fact,
as I was born to be. as I am to be governed in my way. Not English way, not French way, not Chinese way, my way! Barbarian, you say? Then the barbarian was then a weak king, and I am strong king!
Because I love my father, but also because if he dies, I shall be king. But I do not know how to.
Many men burn these after they become kings, my son.
I've been thinking much on things Mrs. Anna used to tell us in class for slavery, etc. Also on what she has said of religion, how it is a good and noble concern that each man find for himself that which is right and that which is wrong.
These are good things to remember, my son, and also the one who taught them. Chulalongkorn, my Leclerc, it is so nice of you to come to say goodbye. We were down at the ship, seeing that all our boxes were on it. must go to him, Miss Anna. When he heard you were sailing, he started to write this letter. All day he has been writing, and it was difficult for me, madam. Very difficult. He has commanded that I bring it to
him. Please, to read it to all of us. I was executed, my father has said.
While I am alive, I think perhaps I die. This heart, which you say I have not got, is a matter of concern. It occurs to me that there shall be nothing wrong that men shall die. For all that shall matter about man is that he shall have tried his utmost. This I have often lost my temper on you. But now I do not wish to die without saying this prayer to you, etc. I think it very strange that a woman shall have been most earnest to help a woman. But, Mrs. Anna, you must remember that you have been a very difficult woman. And much more difficult than general.
Children are not glad.
all are in great affliction for your departure.
I shall miss them.
You shall miss them. But you shall be leaving. I too am leaving. I am not walking on the boat with my own two feet, of my own free will. I am just leaving. Why is your head above mine? I am not afraid of that which is happening to me. Good evening, my children.
First, I would proclaim for coming New Year fireworks, also boat races.
Boat races? Why boat races for New Year's celebration?
I like boat races. And Father, I would make a second proclamation.
Well, what is second proclamation? Make it! Make it!
regarding custom of bowing to king. In fashion of a learned toad. I do not believe this is good thing. Causing a manic fatigue of body, degrading experience for soul. Etc., etc., etc. This is very bad thing. I believe.
Why do you ask question? If you are king, you are king. Do not ask question of sick man, nor of woman. This proclamation against bowing, I believe to be your fault.
Without the gentleman, in this way, only bending the waist.